It's another Saturday night, and my phone vibrates. I know it's a text from you, but with tonight's instructions, adrenaline rushes through me. Fear and exhilaration. You scare and disgust me, but you also make me so wet. How did I get myself into this situation? When you called me into your office that day, I had no idea what was in store for me. I thought I had things so under control. Yes, I was taking some money from the company. Okay, I was stealing. But I thought I had you wrapped around my finger. I'd wear short skirts to work, flirt with you, give you the vague notion that maybe I'd let you fuck me. But the whole thing was a setup. You knew about it months ago, and you let me get in deeper and deeper. I walked into your office and closed the door, but you didn't let me sit. So I stood there in front of your desk while you told me bluntly that you knew that I'd been stealing. You laid out the papers that proved what I'd been doing. And when you finished, you sat back and looked at me, saying nothing. So I said, "What happens now?" And you said nothing. Finally, you told me that I had two choices. I could get fired and probably go to jail. Or my other choice. You looked me in the eye and smiled. My other choice was to become your fuck slave. I just stood there in shock, unable to believe what I'd just heard. Your what? You speak calmly. You look at me. You repeat, "My fuck slave." I already dressed and acted like a whore. Now you're going to treat me like what I am. Or I could get fired and you call the police. Stammering, I ask, if I had to decide right there on the spot, you replied immediately that yes, I had to decide now. I was going to come over to you right then. Get down on my knees, pull up my skirt, pull down my panties, and then I was going to suck your cock. You told me I had exactly 5 minutes. If my mouth was filled with your cum within 5 minutes, you'd know we had a deal. If not, I'd be escorted out and you'd call the police. That moment, I felt you taking control of me, viciously and mercilessly. Part of me wanted to rage against you, but part of me, even then, wanted to just give in. And I felt myself getting so wet under my little short skirt. A mixture of anger and senseless lust rushed over me. And I walked towards you, tears in my eyes, and dropped to my knees. And I pulled up my skirt around my hips, and looking you in the eye, I pulled down my panties, exposing my dripping, wet cunt. My face blazed with anger and humiliation. And you looked down at me and laughed. My pussy betrayed me, confirming what you already knew that I'm a dirty whore through and through. You looked at me and told me that I was going to be an excellent fuck slave, and then told me to get to work sucking your cock. So without another word, I moved forward on my knees and unbuttoned and unzipped your pants, pulled them down, and I pulled your boxers down and exposed your rock hard, thick, gorgeous cock. I looked at you once more before taking it in my mouth and beginning to vigorously suck your cock. I knew that my time was running out. Your moans and thrusts into my mouth told me that I was doing it all right and being such a good girl. But to make sure I met your deadline, I slipped a finger into your ass and massaged that spot just inside. You gasped and moaned louder, and I felt you getting close. I swirled my tongue around the front of your cock and continued fingering your ass till you exploded in my mouth. Looking you in the eye again, I wiped all the cum off of my face and my mouth, and I licked my fingers clean and made a show of swallowing all of your cum. And I opened my mouth to show you that I had swallowed every last drop. You reached forward and grabbed me by the hair, bending my head back firmly, but not violently. And you called me a good girl, and you told me that I had just had a very good start to my career as your fuck slave. And then you explain the rules. Every Saturday night, I belong to you. You will text me ahead of time to tell me how to dress and how to prepare. I can't protest, and I must do everything I'm told to do without question. If I fail to obey, I'll be fired. If I'm a good fuck slave, I'll keep getting raises and my crime will remain a secret. But I'm yours and you own me. I went home in a state of shock, still not able to believe what happened. I felt relief that I was not going to be fired or go to jail. And I felt disgust and shame about how you used my mouth in your office. But I also felt an overwhelming sensuality at the idea of being owned and controlled. When I got home, I stripped naked, got on my bed, and spread my legs, and played with my pussy and clit. Coming in an unexpected explosion that left me panting on my bed, my sheets a fucking mess. The power of the orgasm was just as shocking as the knowledge that I had become your personal fuck toy. Then I showered for half an hour, scrubbing every inch of my body, but still couldn't feel clean. I got in bed and felt an overwhelming desire to fuck myself and come again. So I did. What the fuck is happening to me? In the office the next day, and after that, you acted like nothing had changed. You're courteous and professional, and your behavior gave no hint about our arrangement. Part of me started to hope that the incident in your office was the extent of my punishment. I couldn't have been more wrong. On Saturday morning, I got your text. You'd pick me up at 11 p.m. in front of my building. I was to be wearing a very sexy, tight dress with panties, dressed for going to a fancy club. I thought to myself, This doesn't sound so bad. At 11 p.m. sharp, a black car pulled up in front of my building. The driver got out and opened the door for me. And as I got in, I saw you sitting inside with a drink in your hand. You looked me up and down, presumably to confirm that I'd followed your instructions. But then after that, you completely ignored me. We pulled up in front of the club. I wasn't surprised, and you walked straight to the front of the line, and they let us in. You still hadn't said a word. We sat at a high table with tall chairs. Me on one side, you on the other. And they brought over a bottle and poured us a drink. As I sipped my drink, watching the people walk by in the crowded club, finally you looked at me, a sly smile on your face. You told me to take off my panties and give them to you. Fuck. Right here, in the middle of the club. You said nothing, only continuing to stare at me with that smile. I uncrossed my legs, pulled up my dress, immediately attracting attention from all around me. And looking at you, I worked my panties down over my ass and my thighs, pulling them over my ankles, and I hand them to you. People were watching the show. You carefully folded my panties and put them in your suit pocket. When I started to straighten my dress, you said, "Stop." I looked at you, not understanding. And then you told me to pull my dress up to my hips and spread my legs. I felt my face flush, shocked at what you were telling me to do. You just sat there, your expression unchanging, waiting. Hot with humiliation, I slowly pulled up my dress, spread my legs open, and you said two words, "Good girl." And then you picked up your drink and started to ignore me again. And you kept me that way for half an hour. People stopped and stared between my legs. But the worst part is that my pussy was an absolutely dripping mess, once again betraying how turned on I was by the humiliation you were subjecting me to by being put on display. My cum was literally on the chair. Finally, when I didn't think I could take any more, you handed my panties back to me and told me to put them back on, which I did. You stood up, which seemed to signal that we were leaving. And then you said, "Are you forgetting something?" I looked at you, not understanding. You told me that I had left a mess on the chair and I had to clean up after myself with my tongue. With another wave of humiliation, I bent over, slowly licked up my cum from the chair until it was clean. And I felt my panties soaking between my legs as I did this. What the fuck was wrong with me? Back at work the following week, again, you acted completely oblivious to the fact that you had put my pussy on display for strangers the weekend before. Every time I saw you in the hall, a mixture of fear and anticipation would come over me, wondering what you had in store for me next. On Saturday, the text came. I was to wear a skirt and a tight top, no bra, no panties. You gave me an address and told me to take a cab, meet you at midnight. The cab pulled up to a strip club. what the fuck? I walked in. The bouncer seemed to be expecting me. He took me into a room that said VIP above the entrance, and I saw you sitting on a couch, getting a lap dance from a very hot, young stripper. She was completely naked, straddling you, and grinding on your cock. I sat down next to you on the couch, and you completely ignored me, just like before. When the song ended, the girl stopped grinding and sat on your knee, making no move to get dressed. She was panting slightly and had a sheen of sweat on her skin after working so hard to dry fuck you through your suit pants. She looked at me and smiled, and you finally looked at me and told me that you wanted to introduce me to Cherry. She reached out her hand and I shook it. Without a pause, he pulled out five $100 bills and handed them to Cherry. Then you turned to me and told me that Cherry and I were going to fuck right in front of you. I gasped and instantly felt my pussy get soaked. I've never really been that interested in women, but her naked, almost perfect young body, combined with the situation where I clearly had no choice, left me intoxicated with lust. Without even a moment of resistance, I laid back against the back of the couch, pulled up my skirt, and spread my legs in a clear invitation to this slut named Cherry. In a liquid motion, she moved down onto her knees between my legs and started to devour my wet pussy. She put her hands on my inner thighs, pushing my legs apart even further, almost painfully, and she thrust three fingers inside me, took my clit into her mouth, biting it and sucking on it, and I came almost immediately, letting out a long moan. She held my clit in her mouth through my orgasm, and then looked up at me and smiled, her face covered in my cum. She climbed up on top of me, and I heard you say, "Clean up her face, whore." Obediently, I carefully licked my cum off of her face, ending at her lips, and then turned it into a deep kiss. And my left hand went to her firm ass, while three fingers from my right hand went into her pussy, my thumb working her clit. She squatted on my fingers and fucked them as we kissed. And I squeezed and I spanked her ass, moving my fingers faster and faster and in and out of her tight cunt. After a minute or so, she held my fingers inside her at the deepest point, and her body was rocked with an orgasm. And when she finished, she pulled my fingers out of her cunt and sucked them clean. Oh. She shoved up my top and started working on my breasts, and biting and sucking on my nipples. She pushed me onto my back on the couch. She put her legs between mine. I felt her pussy. Oh, and I responded immediately to her friction against my pussy and thrusted my hips into her. We pressed our fingers into each other and rubbed our clits against each other. And I kept this up until we both came together. And then we laid there for a few minutes. And then she got up and put on her G-string and her flimsy top. And you stood up and you gave her two more $100 bills, apparently for a job well done. And then you looked in my direction while I was still lying on the couch, my skirt around my hips, my top pushed up to my neck, spent and drained. You smirked, and then you pulled out a $1 bill, and you threw it at me, and then you left the room without another word. You certainly know how to make a girl feel like a cheap whore. But that was nothing compared to what you had in store for me next.